Shalom, everybody. The entire episode of Adam and Chava and the Eitz Hadas and the Nachash, the whole episode is very difficult to understand. For this brief FMT, I'd like to focus on one specific point. When Hashem confronts Chava about the sin of eating from the Eitz Hadas, she responds by saying, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, HaNachash Hishi'ani Va'ochel, the serpent seduced me, and I ate. And many mefarshim have discussed in great detail what exactly is going on here. What did the Nachash say to her? How was she seduced? What did she think? What was her mistake? The Beis Halevi Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1892, wrote extensively about this in the Beis Halevi, in the volume Al Drush Umile de Agarata, on this parsha beginning on Amud Yud. Very briefly, the Beis Halevi says the following fundamental explanation and understanding of this episode, and also a very detailed explanation of sin. The Gemara in Maseches Sukkah Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph says that in the future, Hashem will take the Yetzer Hara and slaughter it, and both the Tzaddikim and the Rishayim will cry. The Tzaddikim will cry out of their realization that the Yetzer Hara, which they overcame, was like a huge mountain, and they'll cry, how were we able to conquer such a great mountain like this? And the Gemara says the Rishayim will also cry. They'll see the Yetzer Hara like a tiny thread of hair, and they'll cry, how were we not able to conquer such a small thread of hair? That's the Gemara. And the Beis Halevi understands this Gemara in the following way. Before a person sins, the sin looks like the best thing in the world. The only thing in the world. This act or this object will solve all your problems. That will give you all the kavod you deserve. It'll give you all the pleasure you pursue. All the pleasure and all the peace that you seek. That's before a person sins. However, once the sin is performed, the emptiness of the act or the object becomes obvious. That thing that looked so huge and so important was nothing but a mirage once you get it. I thought that all my problems will be solved. I still have problems even though I sinned. And therefore, says the Beis Halevi, the Yetzer Hara really is only powerful before a person sins. Once the sin occurs, the Yetzer Hara shrinks in power and in stature in our minds. And that's what the Gemara means, and that's what happened to Adam and Chava. When the Yetzer Hara is slaughtered, the tzaddikim, those people who were kovesh their Yetzer, when it was strong and when it was powerful, they did not give in. They will view the Yetzer Hara as a mountain, and they'll cry out of joy, disbelief that they were indeed able to overcome such a challenging adversary. It was huge because they didn't sin. So the Yetzer Hara was huge. But the Rishayim, on the other hand, those people who constantly give in to the Yetzer, to them the Yetzer Hara is small and puny because they look back on it and say, why did I do that? Every time I gave in to my Yetzer, it looked in retrospect as trivial. Why did I give in? For what reason? And for what pleasure? It was nothing. It was small. It was a thread of hair. And that's why they cry. And that, says the Beis Halevi, is what happens in our parasha. Before the sin of Adam and Chava, they certainly had an attraction for Olam Hazeh. Absolutely. Of course they did. If not, where was their free will? Where was their Bechira Chafshis? To choose between good over bad. To serve Hashem and to pick the good over bad. However, their pull to this world before their sin was an attraction for the real value of things, the true value of things in this world. There is indeed value to this world, and looking at it truthfully is healthy. However, the Nachash came along and in Chava's words, HaNachash Hishi'ani Va'ochel, the Nachash seduced me. The Nachash inflated the value of things in this world. He exaggerated the value of sin. He embellished and overstated what we would get out of disobeying God. The pull here is not a real pull, but, says the Beis Halevi, it's a tshuka shikrit. It's a false attraction, an inflated attraction. For example, the Nachash said that if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, v'hiyisem kelokim, you'll be like God himself. Really? Is that true? Of course it's not true. But that's what it seems like when you're thinking of sinning. And that's what was introduced to the world with the seduction of the Nachash. Things look better than they really are. Sins look more profitable, more pleasurable, more beneficial than they really are. We're filled with a false attraction, a chukashi krit. Sure, there are benefits in the world. The Torah was given to humans, and it was given to this world. But ever since Adam and Chava, it's our job to see through the false, inflated value of sin. And that's what the Yetzirah fills us with. We've got to see through that. And rather, using our knowledge of Torah, we have to see things for their true value and their real value. Have an amazing day, everyone.